Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith on how much protein should you be eating on a daily basis. We're going to jump into that. Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really happy you're here today. We're going to be diving into a great topic. We're going to be talking about how much protein should you be taking in on a daily basis. And everybody's different, but we're going to jump into that today. But before we do that, we just want to remind you to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Don't forget to check out all of our latest and greatest content we have there, including our exercise videos, our podcasts, and so much more. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And in it, we have all of our latest and greatest content. So thanks for checking that out. So today's topic, Meredith, we're jumping into how much protein you should be eating or taking in on a daily basis.
Yes.
I said eating at the top, but you can take in protein in many different ways.
Exactly.
You don't have to just eat it. But that's what we're talking about today. And what kind of brought this up? Why are we talking about this topic today?
I think we must have watched something that made me think about protein intake. We've talked about it a little bit in other podcasts when we talk about nutrition and the importance of protein and protein intake, especially as we age. And most older adults do not take in enough protein. So I thought, you know, we could give some suggestions of different foods. We can give numbers because numbers change as you get older, actually. They actually have changed and said you need to increase your protein intake as you age, where before it used to be if you're 19 and above, everyone was under the same umbrella. But they've changed that, and we'll get into that. But I just think us watching something made me think we need to make this just a podcast on its own for us to talk about protein intake for seniors / older adults.
And when we, you know, when we think about diet, we think about being healthy, we think about living actively. How much is protein involved with this whole concept of living healthy, in general, the healthy lifestyle?
Well, protein supports in and of itself, not just muscle. Everyone thinks about your muscle maintenance. That's what protein does. But it's good health, immunity, physical function in your body. It helps with taking care of inflammation in the body, which as we age, we have a tendency to get due to different illnesses. It's not just for your muscles. It's for brain health. It's for the entire body, immunity health, etc. So it's very important. And we lose about 30 to 50% as we go from the age of 40 to 80.
Wow.
It's become more vital that we learn about the nutrition that we're taking in and what we need, what our needs are, which they're going to be different for everyone. So when I bring up certain numbers, of course, it's going to be different for male, female, your activity level, how much strength training and cardio you do, et cetera, et cetera. So be mindful of that. And I'm sure I'll say it multiple times, but when we give blankets of this is how much one person should get, then you look at a female that's 120 pounds versus a male that's 280 pounds. Of course, it's going to be different. So, being mindful of that. But we need to make sure we're getting lots of protein as we age because we lose muscle mass, which falls into that sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle as we age. And we just want to try and combat that as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think we kind of take protein for granted.
Yes.
When it comes to just even not even just living a healthy, active lifestyle, but just in general in our daily, day-to-day meals. And do we really know how important it is for us? Does the general population really know how important protein intake is?
No.
Or do we just eat our meals?
I think we just eat our meals. And a lot of times it does include a protein source if we eat that way. If we're not vegans and we think about there's a meat, because that's kind of how, meat and potatoes generation. Think of my grandparents, and that was kind of like the thing you base the rest of the meal off of. And again, if you're vegetarian, vegan, however, you can still get proper amounts of protein. But no, I think it's just we eat what we eat, and we think about protein a lot of the time, especially I noticed when I spoke with a lot of older people, it would be, oh, well, I don't lift heavy weights, so I don't really need to intake that much protein.
Right.
We think about I'm trying to remember the movie, I think it was Rocky, where he drank, you know, the raw eggs for breakfast. Yeah, like, that's the way you get your protein, right? That's because he's working out and burning 20,000 calories a day, you know? So that's not it. That's just what we have that visual of, unfortunately. Yes, well, again, getting into more, depending on the types of workouts you do need to ingest possibly a little bit more, but everyone needs to intake protein, and we need to be mindful of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, the importance of protein, I think it's taught to us in schools, and we kind of learn early on, but I think as we live our daily lives, you know, we don't really think about, oh, I'm going to order this big steak because I want the protein, you know, or something
right,
like that.
Right.
But that kind of thing. Let's go over like the different kinds of proteins that are available to you. Now, there's obviously a lot of different styles of protein.
Right.
What are the common forms of taking in protein? Like what?
Your common forms are your meat. So think your chicken, your beef, pork, eggs. You can also get it from your different legumes, your beans, tofu, soybean, etc. Lots of different vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, they all have sources of protein in them as mm-hmm. well. Yogurts and milks, really good. Secondarily, I always like to say, because I wouldn't put it as the first way that you should get it, is from supplements. So your different drinks that sometimes I know a lot of older people that I've worked with, that's kind of what they rely on for meal replacement, and they can be high in protein. They're also high in lots of other things, but it's a different topic. But so you can get it in many different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So not just animal products, from also different vegetables and beans, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do certain mm-hmm. types of proteins have better...
Oh, you definitely.
Know, health advantages than other types of proteins, or is all protein the same?
No, well, some will have more protein in it. Some will be higher in calories, etc. Some will be more nutritionally dense. Let's use a food source of beef, and you get 3 ounces of that. You would get 24 grams of protein per serving.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to a large egg, you get 6 grams per one large egg. That's pretty good. Avocado, a half a cup, you get 2 grams per half a cup of avocado. So mm-hmm. depending on what you're eating, right, they all have different ways that they're going to nutritionally fill you up. They're going to help you out. They're going to give you energy and also help with your muscles. So all going to be a little bit different. We also have like spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked spinach, a cup, which is it's quite a bit, of cooked spinach, 5 grams per serving. So lots of different ways you can get it.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about the, kind of an off topic, but the vegan diet, obviously,
yes.
when people say, you know, they want protein, but people think, well, where does the protein come in if you're, you know, you choose a vegan lifestyle?
Right. Well, in the different nuts and beans that you have, and I'm thinking of, that's the main way, because if you are total vegan and you don't eat any eggs or yogurts, milks, etc., the main thing will be from the vegetables and from your bean sources. And they have different products out there now that are fake meats, but they're made usually from beans and pea proteins and things like that. So you can still get your protein. You may have to ingest a little bit more because, like I just showed with the spinach or pea pods and things like that and beans, it takes a little bit more to ingest to get the same amount of protein in, say, a 3 ounce thing of beef, like I said, 24 mm-hmm. grams in 1 3 ounce beef serving. So
Right. So you essentially have to eat more food.
You'll have to eat more food, which is harder as we get older. Normally, the appetite changes and we're not as hungry or we get full faster. So being, again, mindful of that, and that will help with your selection of what you're going to choose mm-hmm. for your protein sources is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, recommended, they would say, and I'm going to go per pound. I converted to pound instead of kilogram. So they would say 0.36 grams per pound of body weight would be what you'd need daily. And that would be equivalent to about 54 grams for a 150-pound person. And I thought this was a good, I found this. So in order to get 50 grams of protein, so this would be kind of what you could eat in a day. This is, again, what mm-hmm. used to be recommended. But 50 grams, you would eat 5.5 ounces of Greek yogurt, 3-ounce chicken breast, and then a half a cup of white beans. That would give you 50 grams. Okay. So that's a good way to look at it, because then you might have a cup of milk on top of that, or milk in your cereal, or a vegetable on the side that would up it to, you know, your 54 grams. Again, you'd need more, or you would require more if you weighed more than 150 pounds, of course. So the mm-hmm. math would change there. So you'd have to take in more.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
But now they're saying that we need to up that, and this is for 60 and above. You need to up it by about 50%. So we need to go to about 0.45 to 0.55 grams per pound of body weight, or about 68 to 83 grams for a 150-pound person. And because as we age, like I said, our bodies do change. They require different nutrients. But because of the inflammation in the body, that is one of the main reasons why they say we need to intake more. Because there's more inflammation in the body as we age. And in order to fight that, because inflammation goes after protein, it wants to use that as its source to reduce the inflammation. Mm-hmm. So we need to up that, especially if we are on top of that, staying diligent with our strength training and our cardiovascular workouts. So trying to up, which is not the easiest thing when they say about half of seniors don't get the used to be recommended amount, to try and tell them to up it is very difficult, but that's why we're here, to give suggestions and be helpful in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to kind of change the way you eat, especially if you're so used to eating a certain way for so long.
Right.
Now you're being told you need to eat more protein. You're like, where is that all going to fit?
Right? Yeah, right. And that just becomes planning meals a little bit differently. And I bet back in the, it's trying to get a little protein at each meal that you have. It's kind of a way that they say to do it. Where a lot of times maybe you'll have a bowl of cereal in the morning and you're not getting much protein there. You might get some in the milk. Mm-hmm. And then if they fortify the cereal with some protein, sometimes they'll say they higher protein because of some kind of flaxseed or whatever they put in there. That's not going to be a huge amount. At lunch, you know, making sure you're trying to get something. And I always revert to meat because I am a meat eater. So saying having a sandwich or cottage cheese or salad with a chicken breast on it or something like that. But again, if you're vegan or vegetarian, there are other ways and sources that I'm sure you know about. But then having some more at dinner. Mm-hmm. Again, adding that broccoli with, if you eat steak, 3-ounce portion of steak, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 ounces is small. So most of the time we eat probably double that, even older people. So you're going to get even more protein there. So It might not be as hard as we think. We just have to be a little bit more diligent with making sure we're adding it. Having an egg and a piece of toast with peanut butter in the morning. That's a great way to get a great dose of protein, You know, and then going out on throughout the day.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you know, we like to ask you about, you know, the members and the clients that you've worked with in the past. What were their thoughts on their protein intake? You've trained, you know, people of all ages in general. What kind of, did you have discussions about their protein intake over the years?
Yes, well, it mainly was when we would start to work out more and I would say, you know, you should make sure you're eating good. So after we work out, make sure you get lots of protein. We just worked out your muscles and good carbohydrates and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go have my cup of soup and my glass of glass of juice. And I'm like, ooh, I'll got to add a little bit more protein. Protein isn't really my thing. I don't really like meat, or I only eat that at dinner. I don't digest it well, or lots of things, or, oh, I don't need that much. And this was before I even did a whole bunch of research and even looking at the numbers of how it has changed and how they do want to up it a little bit for 60 and older. I'm a big proponent of it, because if we don't get enough, our bodies go into our muscles to pull out the protein source in order to help the body function, whether it's creating hormones and enzymes or trying to combat that inflammation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go and pull from the muscle that we're already losing at a rapid rate as we age. So just being mindful that we need to have more. So when it goes and tries to pull these protein sources, it's not pulling from the muscle itself. I think people, especially, like I said, older adults that I've worked with, were resistant to it because many reasons. Number one, they had their meals kind of planned, and this is what I eat every day. I'm not going to change it. I don't have the appetite for it. I just don't need it, They thought.
Right.
So, yeah.
Again, maybe falling into that category if we just don't think about how important protein is.
Exactly.
I think, from day to day.
Yeah, exactly.
What about your thoughts on protein shakes?
Yeah.
You know, those
yes.
Well, you can buy them from the store, you can make them yourself.
They can be good. They're good. Like I said, if you aren't getting enough protein from actual nutrient-dense sources, actual foods, and it's the only way, like I said earlier, there's a lot of people I've worked with that would be their meal was one of those protein shakes, I think is what they labeled it as, but they are geared for older adults. They can be good because, yes, they will give you protein. You're not going to get the amount that you need, and you're not going to get all of the vitamins and minerals that you can be getting from actual food sources.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually high in sugars and sometimes sodium, so that's not the best for most people. But if it's the only way you can get your source, then I would say they can be good.
Right, right.
It's my roundabout way of saying it. They can be good. And people will use them as supplementation if they are eating 3 meals a day and getting protein at all of those meals. They still may have a protein shake here and there because maybe they're working out more, more strength training, and want to make sure they are getting enough. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Just be mindful of the other things that are in it when you take it. Again, being the sugars, that's the main one, especially as we age. Trying not to ingest too many sugars, and then salt intake can be high as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff that comes with protein shakes.
Right.
Not just protein. Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah.
So you kind of jumped into some of the numbers already, but Let's take a look at them in depth here with how much protein you should actually be taking in on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, and obviously this is for all ages, but we are the Senior Fitness Podcast.
That's right.
And we are definitely looking towards supporting our audience. So let's go ahead and see what you have as far as that.
So for 60 and older, you should be looking at between 60 and 80 grams per day. And then I have my little high protein food list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just go through it and give a couple of different pieces of food that are on it, on the list, and then give you some of the grams. So then you can see how you can add these up to get to it. So let's say almonds. So say you get an ounce of almonds. That's the typical serving size that they say. 6 grams of protein in that. So that's probably like a handful, if that even. So that's a good way to get it. Like I said, beef, and this would be a sirloin steak. So, but your typical, it's 3 ounces. This is 24 grams, which is, that's great. So now we have a handful of almonds twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, we're 12 grams, excuse me. And then we have a steak for dinner. We get about, I'm going to say probably about 30 grams, because we'll probably have like a 4 ounce steak. So we're at 30 plus 14. So 42, I'm going to do the math as we're going through it. So right there, we're already like 20 away from what we need to get for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just from a couple handfuls of almonds and a steak for dinner, right? So then we can go to, I'll say egg whites, because a lot of times people only like to scramble egg whites. So say you do 2 scrambled egg whites, you would get roughly 7 grams of protein for 2 egg whites. So there's part of your breakfast. So there's another 7, so we're at 49. And then you put some almond butter on a piece of toast, and that's another 7 grams for 2 tablespoons. So now we're at about 56. So you see we're getting closer and closer, and that's going just through 2 meals and 2 snacks. So we can get to 1 more meal. Let me find another good thing. So say we had some... we could do fish. Yeah, let's add fish to it, because that's a good one. So a piece of tilapia. And your normal serving size would be 3 ounces again, and that's about 22 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And say you had that on a piece of, on a salad for lunch. So that, of course, brings you up to 79.
Mm-hmm.
When I say 22 or 23? 22. So now we're at 78 grams. So we're right there in the middle. And that's, say, a typical day of what we're eating. So we had some egg whites and almond butter in the morning. We had a handful of almonds in the mid-morning snack. And I'm sure you're getting other ways, too. Then we had some salad with tilapia. And we had dinner. We had our good steak, but we had some almonds in there again. And you probably add some spinach or maybe broccoli, so you're going to up it even more. So it sounds like it's hard to do. But if we are smart about what we're eating and the portion that we're eating, so we're making sure we're eating enough, we can do it.
Right.
Again, it's just being mindful and remembering how important protein is. Doesn't mean you're a big bodybuilder. It means that your body is working for you. You want it to stay strong, mobile, and independent. And this is a great way to do it and a great way to combat losing muscle over that time span.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great example of a life in a day of a protein eater, right?
Yeah.
and that's kind of a typical meal breakfast. You have the eggs, you have a steak for dinner, you have a snack during the day, you have some almonds or stuff like that. I think that's very digestible. And is this something that you can replicate from day to day, month to month, year to year as you age?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I don't think it's like thinking about it. I remember the meals they would offer in the dining hall at senior communities, and very similar. I mean, these are all foods that they would offer and that you can choose from breakfast to lunch to dinner, depending on if you get all your meals there. If you choose to eat at home, or some are out, some are in, that type of thing. It's very easy to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to reinvent the wheel when it comes to our food and the way it can work for us. We want to make everything difficult, but it's standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know what we need. Now let's just figure out ways that we'll get it and we'll enjoy it. And it's not difficult, because if we make it difficult, we won't do it. We won't stick to it. There's no adherence there.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure it's stuff we like and we can make it easily for one or two people, because that becomes a big thing. People say they don't want to make big meals because they end up throwing it away because it's just them. There's different ways to do it. So,
right.
Yes.
Do you think it's important for us to, and this could be another podcast, but pay attention to what is in the food, how many grams of protein are in our food? You know, you look at the labels, looking at the labels, or if you go to a restaurant, can you ask how, you know, at least the nutritional information
right.
of the food you're taking in, how important is that?
Yeah. No, I think that's a great thing. I think a lot of times when we look at nutritional labels, we don't look at that bottom line, which is protein.
Right.
In the main section before it gets to the vitamins. We always look at the top, calories, and then right under that, fat, and then saturated fat. That's it.
Right. If we even look at
the
labels.
If we even look at it, exactly. Right. But our mind is fixated on how many calories and how much fat. So yes, this is a whole different podcast, actually, because calories and fat are good, actually, but that's a whole nother thing. but yes, it's important to look, because then you'll be mindful of, oh, look at that. I'm getting 9 grams by eating this. Or you go out and they're very good now at restaurants, because they have to be. If it's not on the menu, they do have one that they are supposed to be able to supply you if you so wanted it.
Right.
Or can send you to a website, which you could pull up on your phone if you had a smartphone, if you were that diligent in looking. But they show how many grams of protein, calories, fat, sodium, protein is in your meal that you're mm-hmm. going to have. So that's a great, great way to look at it too. If you're counting and you're curious, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it could be fun for you to go, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was taking in that much or that little.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah,
definitely. So obviously there's so many aspects to taking in the right amount of protein, your age, you know, where, what you're used to eating. What are your final thoughts and advice to people out there who may not think that they're taking in enough protein, or maybe they think they are?
Right, right. Most likely you're not. That's not my final thought, though. remembering that it is so important to eat a little bit of everything, but be very mindful of protein intake, not just for bodybuilders. For seniors, as we age, the recommended daily number has gone up for good reason, because we're finding out that frailty, of course, is rising as we age, and we're losing more and more muscle from those ages of 40 to 80. But there are different ways to get those protein sources and intake. So being mindful of what we eat, knowing that it's very important, not just if you're lifting heavy, heavy weights, for everyone, to help your body work efficiently for you and to keep you strong and independent over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sums it up. And hopefully this podcast has helped you kind of figure out where your sweet spot is as far as taking in enough protein. You know, look at the numbers, look at your meals. You don't have to measure everything every day, but you should have a good sense of how much protein and other nutrients your food has that you take in, so that you can benefit from the benefits of protein and building muscle and maintaining muscle as like Meredith says, as we get older and it starts to deteriorate. So
yes.
Well, thanks for joining us on this podcast. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com, and sign up for that newsletter and get all of our latest and greatest content delivered to you every week. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink. renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sylvester here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.